Hey, this is Brendan Dillon, defenseman with the Winnipeg Jets, and you're listening to the Front Row Podcast.
This show is brought to you by Esdale Printing. For nearly 40 years, Esdale has been your source for banners, decals, signs, and your company needs. Check them out at 207 DeBatt Street in Winnipeg or online at esdaleprinting.com. You can also follow them on Twitter at Esdale Printing or on Facebook.
And welcome back to the Front Row Podcast, and this is episode 69. I got Kevin O'Doole. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So, how did you get into professional wrestling?
I used to work, one of my coworkers, or who I used to work with, was a professional wrestler. And I went to a couple of his shows and started helping him tear down the ring. And then he said, you know, if you come to this before one of these shows, I'll take you in the ring and show you a few things. And then I did. And then he, the next time I saw him at work, he said, you know, that was pretty good. You know, there's a training session here, a class opening up. And then I signed up for it. And then and after about a year, I started working matches.
Okay. And how did you get your name?
I got my name with my trainer, AJ. When I was trying to come up with a name, I wanted to have something originally with a Scottish background, but nothing just seemed to work. And then at the time, there was a huge movement of Irish fighters. So I just went with an Irish name, and then we just brainstormed it and then came up with O'Doyle.
Okay, and the name Boston Bruiser, you just... Like the area of Boston, or?
Well, Boston has a strong Irish community, so.
Okay, and then.
And then we just put Bruiser with Boston, so.
So, you've been wrestling for a long time now, and who's your dream match against from the past and current wrestlers of? Like WWE, AEW, or WCW?
Someone I would have loved to have had a match against. That's tough because there have been a lot of great wrestlers. I think I would have liked to have had a match with... From the past WCW, I would say Arn Anderson.
And
I would love to have had a match with Arn Anderson. Currently, Chris Jericho.
Yeah, great. Chris Jericho is a good Winnipegger. Seems like a great guy, and so I like how he comes out to his own song. When he's on AEW, so.
Well, when you look at Chris Jericho's career and how, where he came from, like just starting off in Winnipeg and then where he was in the card in WCW and how he worked his way up to the superstar that he is now. I mean, it is quite remarkable. I mean, it should really go to show you of, you know, if you want to do something, do it. And have the confidence to do it and know what you want and the goals that you want.
Yes, and he's one of like the few guys left that trained in Heart Dungeon in Calgary.
Yep.
And when I was growing up, I was a big fan of Owen Hart and the Hart Foundation. So. Mm-hmm. And so you're... On tour and coming up against in Saskatchewan, Alberta. And how's that, your predictions in that?
Sorry, there's a little bit of a lag in because of my Wi-Fi, I think. Can you say that again?
So you have a tour coming up in Saskatchewan, Alberta. And you have like tag matches and single matches. So what's... What are you looking forward to?
What I'm looking forward to on this next tour is being able to do head back out to Alberta. It's been too long. This year haven't been able to get out there as much as I'd like to. But the fact that we're able to do these 10-day tours again across three provinces is helping show that the company's going back to the way it used to be, which is these long cross-country tours. Canadian Wrestling Elite is the only cross-country tour company that is in existence right now. And just the amount of work and fun that goes into these tours, it's very rewarding.
Yeah, and you have the Rumble to coming up, and there's 50 competitors in it, and would you do a Chris Jericho thing and hide on the ring until like the last minute and then pop into the ring?
Would I do that? No. Mostly because I probably wouldn't be able to fit under the ring, you know. But one of the unique things about this tour that is coming up is it is part of the Rumble to Remember series. So every town we go in, we will be having a Rumble. Just Winnipeg will be the only one with 50 men. But
yeah, and I've been to a few shows, and you guys do a great job on it. And I enjoy watching you guys do what you do.
I'm glad that you enjoy it. I mean, that's the thing I like to hear the most is for when people come to the shows, is I want them to leave enjoying it, and I want them to want to come back and want more.
And, yeah, it's great shows you guys put on, and hopefully you can do more and more and more in the future.
Yeah, that would be great. It would be great to go back to the days of when we had the 30-day or 30-plus day tour. I mean, the most I did, I think, was 32 of the days of a 38-day tour. But it was a unique experience going as far west as Kamloops and as far east as I went to Ottawa the last time. It was supposed to go to a place in Quebec, but then COVID, and it's just nice to see the company going back to, you know, what made us known.
And you see the lots of small towns and bigger towns. And so what's the favorite town you like to go to?
Well, I like different towns for different reasons. I mean, Calgary is a really good town because of the history of their involvement in pro wrestling. I like Yorkton because of the involvement that we have in that community. It's always a packed house. The school that we run out of, the students all go there, and it's a really fun experience. And yeah.
And I've seen you guys have the Mountie come out and be part of the show for a few dates. And he's one of the guys I like to watch going up, like his matches against the Big Boss Man and stuff like that. Like, that was great.
Yeah. He was a really great guy to be on the road with. And he's got a lot of knowledge, so it was a lot of fun to be on the show with him.
That's great because like you can pick his brain and you can ask different questions and he will help you out with certain things. And I see you have Ultimate Dragon coming up and Guerrero and people like that coming on tour with you. Mm-hmm. So again, they can show you the different things they learn from different promotions.
Yeah, one of the great things about with the company or with any company that brings in a name is the opportunity to just get them to, you know, if they're able to watch your match and give you some feedback to help make you better. So.
And it's great when former wrestlers can come in and help you guys out, how to show you a different move or how to do it good. You know, I was like, it's great, you know, knowledge from these guys.
Well, what a lot of them try will pass on is a lot of the psychology that, you know, you might not have thought of or you want to work on. One of the good ones, or one of the best ones for that, was actually on the Ron Simmons tour. Because Ron Simmons would sit in the back by the curtain and watch everyone's match. And then when they came back, he would give them the feedback of, hey, slow this part down, try this instead of this. And I personally found that very beneficial to get that type of feedback from Ron. So,
yeah, and because he's been with the business a very long time. So, and thanks for coming on. And good luck.
No problem.
And good luck on the tours.
Thank you. For anyone who's interested in seeing the CWE tour, Rumble to Remember, the tour starts on November 17th in Winnipeg. And we end up in Estevan. Simply go to CWE's Facebook page for the dates and where you can get tickets. And it's going to be an excellent show. We have the Zombie Killer, their CWE champion, the Zombie Killer Mentolo. Former CWE champion AJ Styles, or AJ Sanchez, is going to be there. The headline, Sean Martins, the Big Chief. And like we said before, former WCW alumni, Ultimo Dragon.
Thanks for listening to the Front Row Podcast. Download the show on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts. Contact us on Twitter or Instagram at Podcast Front Row and join in the conversation. Catch us next time on the Front Row Podcast.